This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne Street Pride Street Party is one of the biggest, brightest celebrations of the year, and in 2026, it's also making history. For the first time ever, Victoria's mobile pill testing service will be available at a street festival, with the government announcing it will be trialled at the 2026 Pride Street Party as part of Midsummer Festival. Joining us to chat about it is Victoria's Minister for Mental Health, Ingrid Stint. Ingrid, welcome to Joy Drive. Welcome to Joy Drive, Ingrid. Minister, this is the first time pill testing has been used at a street festival. Why was Pride Street Party the right place to trial this?
Well, we're in the middle of our 18-month trial of the pill testing service, and we're making sure that we're testing the mobile and fixed site program across a range of different festivals and events. And the Pride Festival will be the first time that we've been at a street party, so it's a really great chance for people to access this free and confidential service, but also a great chance for us and the pill testing service to see how the program works at a street festival.
That's great. Now, people hear pill testing and not quite sure what it actually involves. Can you walk us through what happens on the day?
Well, the mobile pill testing service will be down at the Pride Street Party on Sunday, the 8th of February, and people will be able to access that service in a free and confidential and quite discreet way. And the service is able to test pills and powders and most liquid substances. And you'll basically hand over a small sample from your drugs. That will be tested by our specialists on site. And then you'll also be given the results within about 10 or 15 minutes, depending on how long the queues are. And then you'll also be able to have a confidential harm reduction conversation with a health worker. And this has proven to be very popular at a number of the other music festivals that we've been at last summer and this summer. So it's a terrific way for people to have their drugs checked, but we know that this service saves lives, and we know that, importantly, it's often the first time that somebody has a health conversation about their drug use. So, you know, there's a real opportunity to learn more about how to be safer if you're going to take drugs.
I love that. Obviously, the free and confidential thing is always good to emphasise. But if something is detected at the event with a pill that's been tested or whatever it is that's been tested, you mentioned after the results come in, that person would then sit down with the person in confidence and talk about it and talk to them about what it is that's come up, I'm going to guess, and sort of walk them through?
Yes, that's right. And they'll be able to provide them all of the information about what's contained in their drug. And often it's not always what people expect it to be. And then there's an opportunity to have a harm reduction conversation with a health worker in a confidential way about, you know, perhaps thinking about using less of that drug if it's come back with high potency, if there is a very dangerous substance that's detected through our pill testing services. We're able to, in real time, provide sometimes statewide drug alerts so that people are aware if there are dangerous substances circulating in the community. So this has a number of benefits for the community, and, you know, we think that it is a important life-saving service. It's going to be ongoing in Victoria, but what we're really doing at the moment is testing the model and what the best offering is for Victorians.
That's great. Ingrid, before we start having our conversations, I put it to our listeners, what helps you feel safer at festivals or big community events, or what does Pride Street Party mean to you? We've got a few great responses just come in. Sam from Brunswick says, anything that keeps people informed and alive is a win. Harm reduction saves lives. So that's a really good, potent message to sort of use when we're talking about pill testing, and particularly coming up with the festivals that somehow come across our sort of calendar, particularly at summertime and with Melbourne's Pride Street Party coming on at the 8th of Feb. So it's great to hear. Something else I want to ask you about, we've heard about recent alerts around high-dose MDMA circulating in Victoria. How serious is the risk right now?
Well, we have, through the pill testing service, detected a number of high-potency MDMA samples, and we've been able to put out those broad health alerts at the particular event that is happening in real time. So event organisers have worked very closely with the pill testing service when they have found something quite dangerous or high potency. And we've also obviously used our Department of Health channels to get that word out more broadly, and including to our other agencies, including Ambulance Victoria and so on. So this is really strengthening our drug surveillance ability here in Victoria. And obviously, we would encourage anyone to use the pill testing service if they're concerned about a substance that they plan to take. We also have our fixed site in Fitzroy, which operates 3 days a week. And it's important that if people are not sure, that they are able to get that vital health information and then make safer, more informed choices.
I like that you mentioned that, because I was going to ask you next about the fixed site in Fitzroy. So it's not, the service isn't just only at the events, but there's places where people can turn to sort of have their pills or tested. What changes are happening there over the summer? Are they still going to be operating the same hours that they're keeping at the moment, or extending those? What's anything there of note that you feel like talking about and changes may be going?
Well, we have extended the hours over summer. The fixed site is open 3 days a week, Thursday, Fridays, Saturdays, and we have extended those hours because we just know that in the busy festival season, people do often plan ahead, so they might get their drugs tested before they go to a festival, either within metropolitan Melbourne or outside of Melbourne in regional Victoria. So the fixed site in Fitzroy is open Thursdays 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Fridays 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., and then on Saturdays 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. And that is sort of the optimal time that the service is telling us that people are wanting to access that vital health service in a confidential way. So it's really important for people to understand that they'll be able to have a stigma-free conversation with a health professional and get their drugs analysed in a non-judgmental way.
Love that. We're chatting with Victoria's Minister for Mental Health, Ingrid Stitt, about Victoria's mobile pill testing service being rolled out to the 2026 Pride Street Party, the first time it's been trialled at a street festival. Now, Ingrid, one of the things that we are going to expect on the flip side is some people worry about that harm reduction services send the wrong message. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think the reality is that we know 1 in 6 Victorians take drugs. That is a fact. And what we're about is making sure that people have the information they need to make safer choices. Before we introduced pill testing last summer, we had seen a number of really serious overdoses at a number of our music festivals over the previous summer. And we, as a government, we were determined to make sure that we had much better health interventions available for people. And we know from other countries and other parts of the world that pill testing services save lives. And some of the stats that have come out in the early months of us trialling this in Victoria are pretty powerful. We've had over 1,400 health conversations with Victorians as a result of them accessing the pill testing service. And that number just keeps growing, and that will be much higher after this summer. And more than 65% of people that have presented to have their drugs checked had never had a conversation with a health professional about their drug taking. So it's a really powerful way to give people that vital health information. It's about reducing harm and risk and saving lives.
Some of the messages that are coming in at the moment, Ingrid. Mia says, glad this is about health, not judgment, which is great. Pill testing should be everywhere. Big crowds gather. It just makes sense. And that came from Luke in Richmond. And another message that's just popping in, knowing what's actually in substances can save lives. Full support. So there is, it's resonating quite a bit with what you're saying. And, you know, whether we sort of like it or not, I think what it does do is giving information to those who have got these things in their pocket and who may be turning up to these festivals and giving them an opportunity to find out what's really in them. And that's what you've sort of said, that sort of free and confidential opportunity to sort of find out what's going on in there and the things that they may be considering taking.
Yeah, that's right. And we know that the drug market's becoming more dangerous and more volatile, and we're seeing a lot of synthetic opioids entering Australia. Therefore, it's even more important than ever to know what you're taking. Mm. And with the samples that we've tested so far through our pill testing service, 11% of samples were not what people expected them to be.
Right.
So that's quite a high percentage. And, you know, I'm just glad that those are the people who have been able to get that vital information and maybe make some different choices or safer decisions and you know, kept themselves safe. Nobody wants anybody to have an adverse outcome from taking drugs. So this is about safety and information.
Love that. And finally, what would you say to someone heading to the Pride Street party who might be unsure about using the service?
Well, I can reassure people that it's going to be a very confidential, non-judgmental, easy process to go mm-hmm. through, and people are going to feel that they're talking to people who know what they're doing and understand the issues. So I would encourage anybody who wants to talk to the harm reduction workers or to have any of, you know, to have some drugs tested, to make the most of this service, this life-saving service. They're fantastic people who run this service, and I'm really thrilled that they're going to be able to be there to support people at the Pride Festival this year.
Great. I really appreciate you sharing that information with us, Ingrid. And all I can sort of say is looking forward to Pride Street Party next year, 8th of Feb, and appreciate just spelling it out for us, because I know there's going to be a lot of people out there sort of questioning what's the motivation behind it, but obviously giving that reassurance is just as important. So I appreciate you taking the time out to talk to us this afternoon on Joy Drive.
Thank you. My pleasure. And Happy New Year to you and all your listeners.
And Happy New Year to you too. Thanks, Ingrid. That was Victoria's Minister for Mental Health, Ingrid Stitt. The 2026 Pride Street Parties, as I said, takes place in the streets of Fitzroy on Sunday, 8th of Feb. And the mobile pill testing service will be free, confidential, and it's going to be staffed by experienced health workers and peers. So, sort of it's an opportunity to sort of use that service that's going to be there. And also, don't forget, there is that sort of permanent service that's always in Fitzroy too on those 3 days a week that Ingrid mentioned.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.